Because I should acknowledge my colleague Yuri Kovalyov, who unfortunately cannot attend because he is deeply involved in preparation of Inch Classic event for Radio Astron. It should happen within weeks. When talking about connection of gamma ray and sources which are opposite part of the spectrum, the key features which is common is insight on the emission from parsec scales. Edward already made this morning a review of properties which we can extract from Wilber observations. I try to use data from gamma ray from 32 FGL catalog, and from the OTI took data from observed astrometry surveys. So this determined the scope of this talk. Surveys took approximately about less than 5% of observing time at instrument of like VLBA or event, but provided more than 90% of sources which are currently known. So this tried to list a major survey. So put the largest surveys IVSs for geodesy needs of the largest VLBA survey is VCS VLBA Calibrator survey. We have ongoing regular geodesy VLBA program RGV. We have counterpart of VCS in Southern Hemisphere LCS. Try to catch up in the Southern Hemisphere. We have a survey of infrared galaxies, V2M. We have also a survey of optically bright quasars, or BRSS. We have a QQ survey. We have several surveys in galactic plane, VLBA galactic plane survey, event galactic plane survey, basis survey. We have VIPS, V++, and we have also a dedicated survey of Fermi sources. And overall, to date, we detected over 6,500 sources, which approximately correspond to the number of stars which we can see and make eye if you have perfect vision, if you have perfect astral climate. First, preliminary associations we can get two sigma from semi-major axis reported to FGL, and we split into several zones. We exclude a galactic plane and a split zone below and high minus 30 degrees. So as a rule of thumb, one half of Fermi sources have associations with VLBI. But this is very preliminary, very rough. Then question arises, can physically related Fermi sources be associated chance? Answer this question lies both Fermi position S and number of sources which can be in the field of Fermi. In astrometry, it's common to compare two catalogs and during this analysis of differences to refer these differences errors. Here we have unique situations that position errors of VLBI is 5-6 order of magnitudes better than position errors of Fermi. So we can clearly say that this clearly interpret differences between VLBI and Fermi as errors of Fermi positions. So first we make a histogram of normalized position differences, so we took arc between VLBI and Fermi positions normalized by in the case if reported position errors are perfect, this should be a relay distribution with Ferranti sigma equal 1. This is a blue curve. And it happened that beta fits relay distributions with Ferranti sigma 0.6, which means that we need to rescale reported position errors of 2FGL. I still don't know what is the reason, whether there's some real error in 2FGL or maybe my misinterpretation of report uncertainties. But any rate, after this rescale, we can get realistic errors of Fermi positions calibrated with VLBI. So here's a histogram of Fermi position errors. So it has peaks about 2 arc minus. which correspond to the set of the art of astrometry in Middle Ages. Ulugh Beg in 15th century reached that accuracy, which later Tycho Brahe had about the same accuracy. More detailed analysis of rotation angles at the difference between Fermi and Wilde confirmed that almost no rotation. High terms of harmonic in spherical expansion doesn't reveal anything interesting. What about Wilde? We can compute completeness of cumulative Wilde catalogs using collective plug test on median value on the baselines shorter than 900 kilometers, which corresponds to regions less than 50 milliarcseconds. And we said that this started divert from straight lines approximately at 180 millijansky. We can claim that the catalog is complete at 95% level at 100 millijansky. Of course, source variability makes these claims less firm. In the case if we had more than one epoch of observations, we took the maximum great flux density. Extrapolating this curve and making assumption that because this Lugan-Lugesz dependence hold up to 1 millijansky. And second assumption, the distribution is isotropic. Actually, we know that not isotropic, but we ignore this anisotropy in this study. We can compute a probability of detection, detectable gas source in the area of a given radius. For Archimedes is typical radius, search radius, typical error position to a value, if you see that with 1 millijansky source, we have probability almost 50% to find, but for brighter sources, the probability is small. Integrating the probability to detect with error ellipse, we can get probability of to find accidental WBI source in for typical position errors of Fermi. And there's many numbers, but maybe most important that for 10 millijansky, it is one of the faintest sources which we can get without phase calibration. We have about 5% probability of find unrelated source for position errors 3.5 Archimedes. It's really worth mentioning that this kind of study makes easy due to relatively high accuracy of Fermi. In the case if accuracy will be 3 times worse, this probability will be 28%. If it will be 5 times worse, presumably I would not make this talk at all. After this refining, we can get more refined associations put significance level 99%. It means both probability that arc length field di minus gamma is due to random errors is higher than 1%, and the probability that association with unrelated source also less than 1%, which gives now not very different from the previous slide and not very different from talk that was shot today. But there are also around 30 outliers, so sources which has arc difference up to 15 arcmins. Some of them are bright, and it's very unlikely that the two sources are physically unrelated. They're sources with flux density of more over 1 jansky. I can interpret them as outliers. Number of outliers, 5%, is actually rather good for comparison with other position catalogs. Now we have questions. We saw our catalog is complete up to 200 to 100 millijansky. Are there weak associations? To answer the question, we ran a dedicated Wilde plus GBT experiment last year and 8 gigahertz. We took 169 associations from flex spectrum sources, which were 1 FGL identifications. And we detected almost all of them except one. surprisingly, about 27 of these sources disappeared and from two FGL catalogs. Putting them together, we can get direct correlations between 8 gigahertz flux density from components from the regions less than 50 milliarcseconds with gamma ray fluxes. And red, red dots are from a dedicated Bilbao plus GPT experiment. We still have a wide area here. Presumably, it will be difficult to get them because for that small Bilbao fluxes, there is this ambiguity with background expression background sources. Most important here, we see clearly envelope which was predicted by Matlister. Weak, especially clear when they add new weak sources. Also interesting to compare compactness of Fermi sources with respect to complete sample, complete AGN sample. Blue, we see that green line of compactness from Fermi sources are predominantly more compact than AGN population population in general. Also interesting to get a histogram of parsec scale flux density of complete sample and Fermi sources. We see that starting from level about 180 millijoules cube due to loss of completeness with the drop of this one, but we see different behavior of Fermi sources, and similarly we can get similar picture in if to make log n log s curve for all sources from AGN complete sample and from Fermi sources only. If to imagine that that property of gamma ray emissions and completely unrelated from Bilbao, in that case both green and blue curves should run parallel. It happened that we live in different universe and we see that If you go to the lower fluxes, the number of sources with gamma ray emissions becomes less. So if you get one Jansky sources, 40% of sources have associations with gamma. But if you go to 200 millijansky, only 20%. If we consider that is related to selections of gamma ray sample. Here conclusions. If we talk about position errors of Fermi sources, roughly half of these sources have position errors about arc minute level. Half of these sources position errors on the milliarcsecond level because they're associated with guide sources. We found that we need to rescale reported position errors on the factor 0.6. 5% we consider as outliers. There is positive correlations between gamma ray parsec scale radio flux radio sources. Gamma ray radios are more compact, and their share is reducing when we go to the weaker sources. What's next? We need observe sources at the southern hemisphere in order to reduce the gap between northern hemisphere, and that experiment is started 5 hours ago and is being recorded right now while we are talking. And we also have approved experiment for Bilbao GPT for other radio weak sources from two AGL samples. Thank you for attention.
I understood you estimated the completeness from the cutoff of a log n, but it might be interesting to do that with the differential counts. I think you'll find that the errors propagate. You'll probably find that the differential counts cut off at a higher flux density level.
Differential count?
Yeah, instead of you did the cumulative counts, I think.
Yeah.
The number of sources greater than a given flux density.
Yeah.
Is the number of sources within a given flux density interval differential gap. The derivative of that curve.
This is derivative. Histogram. This is just derivative.
Right, okay.
someone from the Curry project want to comment on the error estimate?
More in the other
Yeah.
Maybe my misinterpretation, but I hope we can resolve this during this meeting.
Quoting 2 sigma errors, quoting 1 sigma errors.
I took this common 68% confidence, which I interpreted as 1 sigma. I hope we can resolve during this meeting.
You're quoting 95%.
Here complete sample of your data, and we think that it is complete for regardless of we can regardless of spectral index.
Maybe you should correlate with the long element
spectrum. Majority of them are flat spectrum. So populations of stiff spectrum is relatively small. Top of my head, something about less than 10%. So it doesn't change significantly. If we remove stiff spectrum sources, it will not be changed significantly.
That's
the question.
We'll try to do that. Then you repeat for the people who can't hear that short message.
Well, it's trying to check whether the selection bias the last second on the selection. Okay, well, thanks again, and thanks to all the speakers for joining. Time for lunch, and we should be back at 10 minutes after 1.